from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, a 17-year-old boy is in stable condition after being shot in the face at the Ocean County Mall in Toms River Tuesday night. Police responded to the mall on Hooper Avenue just after 8 p.m. They say the team was sitting in the mall's common area near Applebee's when another individual confronted him and tried to start a fight. As the person walked away, he turned around and fired several shots, striking the victim once in the face, said Ocean County Prosecutor Bradley Bilheimer. The shooter took off in a gray sedan. Bilheimer believes it was a targeted shooting. ICE agents in New Jersey now have more rules to follow. On Wednesday, Governor Mikey Sherrill signed three separate pieces of legislation that she says protects the constitutional rights of New Jerseyans and keeps our communities safe.
When I ran for governor, I promised to stand up to Donald Trump and to protect the people of New Jersey, their constitutional rights, and the rule of law.
Under one of the bills signed by Sherrill, ICE agents will be prohibited from wearing masks during most public interactions. ICE agents are also required to present sufficient ID prior to arrest or detaining someone. The Department of Homeland Security says it won't abide by the law, calling it unconstitutional. The news made possible by Ristorante Luca. Fine dining at its best, now with an updated dress code. Smart casual, no jackets required. Enjoy award-winning Italian cuisine, first-class service, and complimentary world-class music. Visit ristoranteluca.com. Princeton University plans to cut jobs, freeze salaries for senior professors, and hold other staff to a 1% raise, the school's president announced, despite the Ivy League university receiving a $36 billion endowment last year. NJ.com reports that according to President Eisgruber, due to declining returns on its endowment and cuts in federal spending, nearly all departments have had to cut 5 to 10% of their spending. But he did assure the Princeton Municipal Council members that the university's belt tightening will not impact the school's yearly contribution to the town. As the first quarter wraps, film projects in New Jersey are off to a hot start in 2026. New Jersey Motion Picture and TV Commission Executive Director John Crowley says there are five big assets that make New Jersey desirable for shooting, starting with a giant experienced workforce.
Third in the country. We've got this mature but expanding infrastructure. So that's lights and camera rentals and stages and all those things that you need to support your production. We've got great incentives, the tax incentives, and we've got this huge variety of locations.
He says that's nearing the end of March. There are roughly 30 productions up and running across New Jersey. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Nice today, not so much tomorrow. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. I am loving the warmest day of the week, but big changes are ahead starting around 12 hours from now. We're going to see some clouds build in later this afternoon. Until then, sunshine winds out. Breezy and warm today, highs around 70 degrees. This evening looks fine, but eventually a wave of rain will push in, starting around midnight, give or take. Rumbles of thunder are possible through tomorrow morning as that rain starts to fall. Temperatures will start to fall too, to around 50 by daybreak, and then into the 40s tomorrow afternoon. Now, in terms of the rain, it looks pretty widespread tomorrow morning, and then it'll taper off a bit to just lingering showers in South Jersey tomorrow afternoon. It's going to stay dreary and cloudy, breezy and cool. Saturday, sunny, but pretty cold and blustery. Highs only 40 to 45 Saturday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Thank you, Dan. Weather brought to you by Federici Dental. Do you snore loudly, wake up tired, or maybe you struggle with daytime fatigue? You may be experiencing sleep apnea. Federici Dental offers comfortable custom oral appliance therapy as an alternative to CPAP. Visit FedericiDental.com to schedule your screening. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. It is 65 right now in Morristown, 67 in Ewing, 68 in Turnersville. Beautiful day out there. Get outside.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.